So the last couple of days we've been looking at Romans chapter 15 mostly. We looked at Romans chapter 5, and Romans chapter 5 as a starting point for us. Talk to us about peace. And Romans 5:1 says, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Now, we also saw that in the book of Romans, one of the things you do see as a theme coming back again is that theme of peace. In the same way certain books have just certain themes or certain phrases or words that come back, as we go ahead to 10 more chapters to Romans chapter 15, we were looking and we saw in Romans chapter 15, the first couple of verses, Paul is talking to us, and what Paul is saying is that we should, let me read these first couple of verses. This does tie in. "We who are strong in our convictions and of robust faith ought to bear with the failings and the frailties and the tender scruples of the weak. We ought to help carry the doubts and the qualms of others. And not to please ourselves, let each of us make it a practice to please, to make happy his neighbor for his good and for his true welfare, to edify him and strengthen him and build him up." Now, Paul says this to start off chapter 15 of Romans. Now, again, as we're thinking about this all tying back into faith, because certainly faith is the biggest theme that we see in Romans, but also part of that faith is peace. And then as we looked yesterday, when you come down to verse number 13, "May the God of your hope so fill you with all joy and peace in believing," in other words, through faith, the same thing we just saw in Romans chapter 5, verse number 1, we're justified by faith in Jesus Christ, and along with that comes peace. Here we see that same thing again, "May the God of your hope so fill you with all joy and peace in believing through the experience of your faith, that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound and be overflowing, bubbling over with hope." So Paul is telling us in the book of Romans, in chapter 15 here and in verse number 13, this ties together what we saw in chapter 5, verse 1, and we'll see in a moment how this ties together with those first few verses. But what Paul is saying and what we talked about yesterday was that because of the Holy Spirit that is in us, tying us directly to the spiritual realm, because of that fact, we have the Holy Spirit within us. Part of the fruit of the Holy Spirit is that joy and that peace. So that joy and that peace are in you. So with that understanding, that's a two-minute encapsulation, maybe a three-minute encapsulation, of all we've looked at the last couple of days. With that understanding of peace, the question that we should ask ourselves is, today, do you feel like you have peace in your life? Or instead, do you feel like you're always saying, "I just wish I had some peace and some rest. I wish I had peace at home. I wish when I came home, there was peace." There always seems to be strife and difficulties or arguments. Or maybe it's not even arguments. Maybe you just don't have peace because there's always something that seems to demand your attention or a problem that comes up. "I just want peace in my house." Do you feel like you're saying, "I just wish there was peace at the workplace. I wish there was peace with my family. I wish there was peace with my extended family." How many times do you feel like, "I just wish I had peace"? Well, the foundation we just looked at from Romans chapter 5, verse 1, and Romans chapter 15, verse number 13, is letting us know that peace is something that is yours. Now, we saw this word peace, when you look at this specific word in these two verses, the word peace also gives us an indication of not just that peace, which means that tranquility of your mind, the tranquility of your thoughts and your emotions, but it also means that special favor that comes from God. So part of peace, part of what peace is walking in that favor and the blessing that God has for you. Now, there's another place that we see, a very popular verse that we see that speaks about this same kind of peace. And that's what I want to look at today. So when you look at Philippians chapter 4, verse number 7. Now, again, this is a verse that is very, very common. We read this verse a lot. And it's a great verse. Philippians chapter 4, verse number 7 says, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding." So we're looking for peace. We seek peace. Can there be a greater peace than the peace of God? There's no strife in God's life. Okay, God's not worried or anxious about anything because he has. He's God. He has. Everything is his. He need not worry about anything. And the peace of God, that very same peace, the peace of God which surpasses all understanding, in other words, it's a peace that you're not going to be able to ascertain or obtain or understand with your own natural mind. So there's a peace that we have when things are quiet and things just seem to be at rest. But there's a greater peace that this is speaking about. It's not just the peace that comes because a problem was solved, although that does bring peace to our lives. But it's talking about something even more than that. Beyond just the peace that comes because the problem is solved, this is a peace that even when you haven't seen the situation resolved, even when you haven't seen the circumstances change, even when there would be reason in the natural to still be stressed or concerned or worried, there is a perfect peace. There is that peace of God that passes understanding, because it's a peace that comes not from your mind, not from your own abilities, not from your own emotions finally being at peace. It's not a peace that you can get anyway in the natural. And even the most perfect peace that you've experienced in your life, when you've said, maybe you've never said this, but conceptually, when you've said, ah, this is those rare moments in life when everything is at peace. Ah. And how good that feels? This is talking about a peace that's even beyond that. That peace doesn't even compare with the peace that Paul is talking about here in Philippians chapter 4, verse number 7. And the peace of God, God's peace, which surpasses all understanding. In other words, you cannot understand how this peace comes. And it's peace that comes even in the midst of a storm. It's peace that comes. Will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. This peace, this perfect peace, this peace of God, this peace that you can't understand, you cannot bring it up yourself, you can't create it in your own mind, you can't create it in your own emotions, you can't bring it about in your own strength or abilities. It is the peace of God, and it's yours, and it's within you, because the Holy Spirit of God dwells within you, and this is part of the fruit of the Spirit that we experience. This is the peace of God that is beyond understanding. So if today you're facing a situation that seems to be impossible, if today you're facing a situation that seems to be no avenue of escape, no way that you can see how you can find victory in this, if you're facing a situation that's beyond your ability to resolve or even see the possibility of a resolution, believe this. You can still, even in that moment, even before you see the resolution, you can still be in His perfect peace, because that perfect peace is in you. See, if I'm serving Jesus Christ and I know Him as my Lord and Savior, then His Spirit dwells within me. And so I need not worry about anything in my life. If the doctors told you something that was a bad report, the mind goes off and starts to worry. You need not worry, and you don't have to give yourself over to worry. Because fear and worry are not of God. That's the opposite of what God. What God has for you is peace, His perfect peace. So that you can look to God. You could even do this. I said yesterday that that peace and that joy that was spoken of, that's already inside of you because the Holy Spirit is inside of you. So peace and joy. In fact, if you look at Galatians, let's just look at the promises that are for us in Galatians. If we look at those promises of the Holy Spirit, in other words, if we look and see, these are the things. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh and its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. So here's what Paul is saying there. He said, listen, these are the evidence. This is the fruit. When the Spirit is in operation, here's the fruit that comes from that Spirit. You can see if you're operating in the Spirit or if you're operating in the flesh. Because if you're allowing the Holy Spirit to operate through you, then all of these things, this is the fruit that's going to be seen. This is the fruit that becomes evidence. This is the fruit that is manifested. This is the outcome that comes from walking in the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit, which is in you, so this is in you. His love is in you. His joy is in you. His peace is in you. His long-suffering, His kindness, His goodness, His faithfulness, and so on. All of these, including joy and peace, these things are already in you. It is the fruit that is in you. So we need to bring it from that spirit, from our spirit, into our soul, our minds, our thoughts. How do we do that? Here's the first question you need to answer today. Do you believe that what the Word says is true? If you believe what the Word said is true, then what Paul told us in Galatians chapter 5, verse number 22, is that within you right now, regardless of your circumstances or your situation, what is in you right now is, including those other things, but focus on joy and peace. And you might say to yourself, I don't feel any joy. I don't feel joy at all, so I don't think it's in me. Or I don't feel peace. I feel fear, and I feel a great deal of reservation and uncertainty, but I don't feel peace, so those things are not in me. That's wrong. If the Word of God says that these things are part of the fruit of the Spirit, and the Spirit is in you, then this is the fruit that is in you, but it's in your spirit, and we need to bring it from the Spirit, which is a part of you. It's the part that is connected to the throne room of God. It's connected to the spiritual realm, but it's your spirit. It's His Spirit in your spirit, but it's your spirit. It's part of who you are. Now, we need to bring those fruits, including joy and peace, that are in you. Just because you can't feel them doesn't mean they're not in you. You can't feel them because when you try to feel things on emotions, the emotions are part of your soul, your mind, your thoughts, your personality, your emotions. That is part of the soulish part of you. So your soul is not going to be able to feel the things in your spirit, not by itself. But we can bring those things from the spirit into our soul. How do we do that? We do that by praising Him and thanking Him. Even in the midst of the storm, we lift Him up and we thank Him. No matter what you're facing today, if you will simply say, Jesus, I thank you and I trust you. I praise you, Jesus. You are worthy of praise. And I give my concerns to you. I give the situation to you. I take my hands off of it and I say thank you. Even before I see it, I say thank you. If you'll just praise Him, even for what you've not yet seen, if you'll do that, then here's what happens. Your soul opens up the door and allows, because part of your soul is your will. And so your will acts like that door between the spirit and the soul. If you will start praising Him, if you and your soul, your mind, your thoughts will decide, will choose to trust what His Word says, even though you don't see the evidence of it, and you'll praise Him and thank Him, your will then has chosen to believe the ultimate truth, the ultimate reality, the greater reality, which is the spiritual reality, which is in your spirit. And because your soul believes that and chooses to believe that, the will, which is part of your soul, opens up the door, and so all that spiritual truth comes out. It comes from the spirit part of you into the soul part of you, and then manifests itself in the natural, in the body. So if you'll start praising Jesus today, even before you see the answer, then that peace that is in you, that peace that is already in you, because it's the fruit of the Spirit. And what kind of peace? It's not just a peace that says, oh, I feel good about this. It is that peace that passes understanding. That peace that passes understanding then becomes yours. It's yours now. But you bring it from the spiritual realm and you begin to see it manifested and evidenced in your mind, all of a sudden in your mind, because you've opened up that, your will has opened up the door and allowed that spiritual reality from your spirit into your soul. All of a sudden that peace overwhelms and you're not worried. You're not thinking about it because you've put your trust in Him. And all of a sudden, that joy that you didn't feel, now that joy, not your joy, His joy, which is the superior joy, now His joy is in you, and you can just enjoy the day and walk in His joy, regardless of the situation or the circumstances. Isn't that what you want today? Listen, His peace and His joy are yours. They're in you. His peace and His joy. Now let's go back and close. Let me just look. We'll look more tomorrow at Philippians chapter 4, verse number 7. But again, in Romans chapter 15, verse number 13, may the God of your hope so fill you with all joy and peace. Guess what? He has. He has filled you with all of His joy and peace. It's in you. In believing, through the experience of your faith. You have to believe what? You have to believe that that joy and that peace is in you. And that by the power of the Holy Spirit, in other words, because the Holy Spirit is in your spirit, all these things I'm saying and all these things that Paul said are true, and they're true for you. That in the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound and be overflowing, bubbling over with hope. That is what God has for you today. Let me say that again. That's what God has for you today, regardless of your situation. Let's walk in His peace.